السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طوبى للشام فقلنا لأي ذلك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأن ملائكة الرحمن باسطة أجنحتها عليها رواه الترمذي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم. Brothers and sisters, we all know through the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on last Sunday, December 8, Mujahideen took over Sham, Damascus, and Bashar al-Assad has to run away quietly during the night to the Russia. This change is very significant for the Muslim Ummah throughout the world. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Baladu Sham, the Syria, which is in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was greater Syria, including Lebanon and Jordan, Palestine and Sham. Later on they had divided, but in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this great Syria. The Ardu Sham is very, very important for the history of the Muslims. And this is the only earth has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In Surah Bani Israel, in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could go for Mi'raj direct from Ka'batullah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, Balad al-Muqaddas, the sacred land, and from there in Masjid al-Aqsa he went up, is very great significance. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Makkah Mukarramah, he said in one of the hadith that when he was born, one noor came out from the womb of his beloved mother, Hadrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala an, and that noor and light, it filled the whole house of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that light, in that noor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shone the mother of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qusur al-Sham, the palaces of Sham in Syria, nothing else. It very great link, and you have to think and ponder why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of birth, his mother only see Qusur al-Sham, the palaces of Sham in Syria. And that was a downfall. The minarat of the Sham was broken, scattered in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth. And another point, my brothers and sisters, how important this Sham is for whole of Ummah, wherever you are living, doesn't matter. But from our heart, we should have this special link and worry and concern for this Balad Shah from Syria. Whatever is happening, it's going to affect the entire world, and especially the Muslim Ummah in the world, wherever they are living. One of the significance of Sham and importance of it, that very first murder in the history of mankind took place on Balad al-Sham. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has two sons, as you know the story, Habil and Qabil, right? So when Qabil wanted to get married to the sister, was born with her, with him, and whatever the story is. So Qabil has killed Habil on the place of Sham. This incident, this first murder of mankind, took place in Balad al-Sham. Up till now, it's a very huge monument and qabr of Hadrat Habil is in existence. There is a masjid also with the name of Masjid al-Habil alayhi salam. And because in those days the size of the human being used to be tall, so there is a qabr over there which is 23 feet longer, and they claim this is the qabr and grave of Hadrat Habil alayhi salam. The first man who became shaheed in path of Allah was in this Balad al-Sham. Another important point we all have to think and ponder, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned prior to the Qiyamah, you know, the fire will come out from the sea of Hadramaut, and that fire will chase all the people of the world towards the Mulk Sham, towards the Syria. And then, as we know, in the Masjid, Jami Masjid of Damascus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend when the Dajjal will appear, and Imam Mahdi will come with the army to fight with the Dajjal, but he couldn't be successful. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descend in the same Masjid of Damascus, where today is the problems and chaos and all this fighting is taking place. So all these ahadith, all these incidents are indicating the importance and significance of this Balad al-Sham. And unfortunately, last 54 years, it was controlled and ruled by one family, Hafiz al-Assad, as we know. He took over, he declared himself as the president of Syria, although these Alawis and Nusayris are only 10% of the population, right? 80% of population, or more than 74% of the population of the Syria is Sunni. But because these Alawis were trained by the French, and they were given the weapons and support from these countries, on the other side, Sunnis, although they are in majority in number, but because of lack of training, lack of support and weapons, they couldn't become a successful. So Hafiz al-Assad, he took over this government in 1970, and after becoming president, he made a very powerful intelligence bureau to spy against the Sunni citizens. Anyone used to say anything about the government, immediately police to come and arrest them and kill them mercilessly, brutally, openly in the field. As this incident took place 11 years ago, one young boy, Muawiyah, you know, he just wrote one historical sentence on the wall of Dara city. And that he One sentence on the wall written by one youngster, Muawiyah, had steered this whole victory fighting, and then it increased, and there are thousands of Muslims, men, women, children, were killed and executed and brutally, you know, tortured in the prisons of the Hafiz al-Asad. And when he died in 2000, his younger son, Bashar al-Assad, who was a, you know, eye specialist in Britain, he was called, he was trained, and immediately the Ba'ath Party, you know, made him, selected him, and declared him as the next president of the Syria. And people thought, because he's an educated person and lived in Britain, so he would be better than his father. But he proved himself worse than his father. Meaning when he became a president of Syria, you know, he did so much of torture and cruelty upon the Muslims, citizens, men, women and children, that you cannot imagine. Their, you know, nails would cut off, take off, and they mercilessly, they killed all the thousands of people in the prison. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him victory, and now they are gone from the Syria. But the question arises, who are these Alawis? Who are these Nusayris? Today we just have to learn few aqaid. According to the majority of the Muslim, and Imam Ibn Taymiyyah also has written the fatwa, that because of their faith and aqidah, they are not a Muslim. They are out of the fold of Islam. Who are these Alawis? Shia has more than 15 different sects within themselves, like Zaydi, Ja'fari, Ismaili, Bohra, Aga Khanis, Ghulats, and Isna Ashri. These are the few names in the Shia sects. Especially the sect which is majority of the Shias, like Isna Ashri, they are about 80% of the Shias are Isna Ashri Shias. And these Zaydi are in minority, they are living in the Yemen. But here in this area, the most of them are Alawis and Khulat. So they believe in 12 Imam. First one is Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and the last one is Imam al-Ghaib, a hidden Imam. According to their belief, that when Hazrat 11th Imam, Hasan al-Askari, died, he died in very young age. He was only 20 years old. And according to our Aqidah, according to our belief, Sunnis, because he died